Well, hello, boys and girls, and everyone in between. Welcome back to this another episode of the Listen Boys and Girls podcast in a new season. It's open door season in 2020 forward, and I am excited. It's a new season, it's a new time, it's a new look, and it's just new. I am Donna Gales, Chief Storyteller. In this classroom of life where I am your teacher's aide, but now I am also CEO and founder of Listen Boys and Girls Consulting. I am excited because it is a new season. This episode is just an introduction to all things moving forward. There will be more in store for 2024, but I just wanted to tell you today that this is the day to move forward. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever that means in your life, move forward. I have to tell you a little story. This month has been extraordinarily, beautifully handcrafted by the Creator. Nothing catches him by surprise, and we move in a way that allows us to see both where we've been and where we're going. However, sometimes we don't pay attention to what we are able to see. Sometimes we only look at what we choose to see. Anyone who knows me knows that I love hospice work. Everyone knows this. Anyone who has ever spent any time with me, they probably heard something about end-of-life care and the benefit of quality of life and all of the things that I've learned in this experience. Well, one of the most extraordinary lessons from this journey is that quality of life should not be reserved for just the end of life. We should absolutely celebrate and applaud the life we've lived and endeavor for that life to move toward its end with quality, dignity, respect, and honor. One of the greatest benefits and rewards in my journey through supporting advanced illness care has been to intersect with families at a very difficult time in their lives and be able to offer something that they needed. It was never a question for me if God was calling me to that time and that expression and that usefulness and purpose during the time of my life that I did that. Those who really know me know that prior to this end of life experience, I worked for AT&T and thought that I would work there forever because when I was a kid, that was my dream job. I wanted to work at the telephone company because I love to talk. And I said, oh, get paid to talk? Absolutely. Sign me up. And I was signed up and I was great at that. But a time came where I separated from that. And that was difficult because my plan was to keep that job, do well, continue to excel, make all the bonuses, make all the money, and then retire from AT&T. Well, that didn't happen. I came to this area in 2009. But I had no idea God's plan for me in transitioning my career path to this life of helping others in a different way. Understand, I've always been this person. I've always been this helper. I've always been this one that God created me to be in this sense of being. That's who I am. But where I've been is different than who I am. Fast forward, I've been in this arena of services. Unexpectedly, or I should say unbeknownst to me, the plan was to grow me in a different way for more purpose, for more intentional use by the Creator who had a plan for my design from the beginning. And so I've been in this work and it's been beautiful. And on April the 2nd, 2024, I celebrated 12 years of this journey with my former organization. And in that same vein, I also celebrated my separation from that organization. I am ever grateful for the opportunities that I had and all the people that I touched. But all through my experience, there was a calling for something more. I didn't really understand that because I love my work. I was the happiest doing that work. I love it. And much like AT&T, it was my desire to retire from that organization, doing the work that I loved, that I was extraordinarily good at, and that fulfilled me. Why would I not continue that work until my life's end in the career arena, in the workforce arena? Why wouldn't I just stay there? Of course, that's what I wanted to do. Nothing better than doing what you love and getting paid for it. But there is something better. Being fulfilled by purpose and recognizing that God has created you, chosen you for something more. When I was made aware by the divine leading that it was time for me to go, I was not prepared for that. I never thought that I would be having that thought. In fact, I had said many times, oh, they're going to have to drag me out of here. This is what I love. Well, in all my life and years and experience in that arena, never had there been any problems, concerns, or any reason for me to not be there. Except that there was something more for me to do. And there is. I am thankful for all of my experiences. And when I heard God say it was time to leave that chapter of my life, I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no plans. This was not something that I was preparing for. Again, I planned to retire there. But back in 2020, God inspired me to start this podcast. And what he said to me then is what he says to me now. There are people who would benefit greatly from all of the experiences that you've already had. Doesn't matter what you don't have. You have a wealth of knowledge, compassion, experience, love that is necessary for someone else to get to their next level. If you listen to me, little girl, God said, it might just change your world, like I tell y'all. And guess what? He's right. I have never been happier than I am right now. I cannot believe it. It came from nowhere in my assessment, because I'm not God. I don't see all things. But I am in awe of what God has done and is doing. This is 2020 forward, and his request to me is to increase my faith, believe bigger, so that he can give me the life he created me for. And I say to you, like he said to me, listen, boys and girls, there's so much more starting in 2024. If you take 2020 forward and move forward, your life will never be the same. Thank God. Listen, y'all, it's Friday and we're moving forward in faith. But I want to say to you, be grateful for all that has been, but be excited for all that there is to come. Listen, we'll talk more because there's so much more I have to say, but I gotta go out and be a blessing, and I hope you do the same. Until the next time, y'all remember to shine and have a wonderful, wonderful experience. I used to say, have a good day, but more than a good day, have a God day. Be blessed.